To commemorate, to remember, to imagine. Research note on walking as a methodology in Quebec. A sound work presented by myself, Simon Olivier Gagnon. As a walker, my psychographic drift has taken me to various destinations. I started listening to radio while walking. It was the program Par Quatre Chemins de Jacques Langlière.
Par Quatre Chemins, quatrième heure.
On Sunday evening, I was listening to it while walking through the municipal campground, not too far from my native suburb.
La semaine dernière, je vous ai parlé de Spinoza, le philosophe Spinoza. Et pour ce faire, j'ai recouru à un document extraordinaire.
And then it was radio that led me to discover other psychogeographic plates. A journalistic adventure in Scotland led me to conceive a form of walking, a demonstration in front of the Glasgow City Hall. Walking is a simple practice of everyday life. With a bit of imagination, walking can be elevated to a conceptual level, to an art, to a methodology. Quebec writer Régine Robin discussed the idea of strolling writing, l'idée de l'écriture flâneuse. Over the years, I've made this idea my own by doing strolling writing with a microphone as a pencil. I was strolling with a recorder through the downtowns of cities in the evening, the afternoon, the morning. The path I will take today aims to take us on a tour of some ideas such as sound work and open space, as well as to illustrate how certain forms of walk can lead us to commemorate, remember, and imagine. As a young flâneur, my stroll led me to live the space, the urban space, in a relative passivity. Time passed and going out for a walk was then conjugated with going out with my headphone and a podcast, with my satchel, my notebook and pencils, and later with my recorder. I became more and more proactive while walking, far from provocating situation and encounters. I've always been curious to meet people I don't know, people who inhabit the city, who make the city vibrate. The hot people, the strangers, the squatters, the unknown and the anonymous who inhabit the city. It takes only a word, allô, bonjour, hi, a speech act. And if this word is acknowledged by the other, we can say that we're living a speech event, a speech situation. This attraction to the other is one of the cultural aspects of the form of walking I have adopted.
Êtes-vous en train d'enregistrer mes réponses? Ben, c'est comme un agenda, hein, un quartier. Selon moi, un quartier, c'est comme un agenda, surtout qu'on est dans une ville où est-ce que c'est beaucoup programmé par rapport à l'environnement et puis les influences. Quand on parle d'influence, mais là, on a beaucoup de sphères dans tout ça. Hein?
The French anthropologist Marcel Mauss is one of the first that have underlined the fact that walking is cultural in his chapter The Notion of Technique of the Body. Walking, as Henri David Thoreau or Charles Baudelaire wrote, is a personal practice. And the French historian Michel de Certeau was curious to analyze the style, the ways of walking. For de Certeau, the walk is an elementary form of experience of the city, what he called the urban text. The act of walking is then individual, but it can be recognized as a collective practice, a collective action of a social movement. No matter how we name it, we think here of demonstrations, street protests, and examples like Reclaims the Streets. Read through the concept of production, walking can be defined as an act of producing space. As I said, over the years, l'écriture flâneuse, the strolling writing with a recorder, became a methodology. This form of sound recording of a walk could be recognized as sound work. Before even thinking about archiving audio document about a walk, we have to think about the record-making process. The process of record-making as sound work must be elaborated. In the Radio Survivor podcast,
Welcome to Radio Survivor. We're here for the love of radio and sound.
The radio scholar of the University of Wisconsin, Michelle Ilms, described the sound work as such.
I'm saying that we need a term, sound work, to refer to those forms of audio expression, creative audio expression, that draw primarily on, you know, the voice, music, actuality, you know, that kind of panoply of sound that we all work with. That is a construction. You know, it's not just like going out and doing field recordings. That is a work in sound, but that's the raw material of sound work. But it's a construction built with artistry and skill.
The record making, the recording of a walk as sound work could open a space of discourses, a space of representations, a space and a time for history. In the article on open space exploration toward a vocabulary of a more open politics, the Indian scholar Jason proposed a short history of the concept of open space. The concept of open space represents also a symbol of possibilities of space to be open. If urban planner designed open space for citizen, a walk in the city organized by grassroots organization is also a way to produce space, to create open space. And this is consistent with the thought of Henri Lefebvre, for whom the space is a product. As Lefebvre writes in the book The Production of Space, social space is a social product. So when walking, we generate a discourse on space, a description of space, it's open up a space for learning. The spatial practice is thus inscribed in a process of emergence of a practice. And as we are confronted by an indefinite multitude of space, let's talk about some form of walking that lead to commemorate, to remember, to imagine. At the same time, let us grasp how the sound work allows us to reactivate the memories and their meanings. There's a tradition of commemorative walk, of memorial walk in Quebec. In continuity with the effort of the urbanist and activist Jane Jacob, there's concern about architecture, urban planning issues, the history of social struggle, or the promotion of social rights. Quebec City is one of the major destinations for mass tourism. On the top of the cliff in the upper town, the old part of Quebec City is like an open-air museum, a postcard with the Chateau Frontenac. The tourist walk include many global history aspect between France and England, but there is no mention of the urban struggle that are unique to the city's history.
No, this was never a castle. This was always a hotel. It was built as a hotel.
As the capital of the province of Quebec, Quebec City underwent major urban transformation during the 60s and 70s. The construction of huge tower for the government department, the demolition of working class neighborhood, and the arrival of highway in the central districts. From another point of view, from the bottom of the cliff in the lower town, and this is the hidden face of Quebec City for tourists, there are different forms of city tours of special practices of walking. This is generally done in the spirit of public history and popular education. As Frederick Jameson says, always historicized, I wanted to understand what is the history of this marginal tradition that involve walkings. In Quebec City during the late 70s, one of the first grassroots organizations to do alternative tours is called L'Autre Ville, which could be translated by The Other City. This collective was formed by people from different social science disciplines who were active in community media. Their tour of the city was not a touristic one. It aimed to raise awareness of the social and economic situation of the working class in Quebec City.
On les connaissait tous, on les connaissait de l'intérieur parce qu'on avait travaillé à produire une vidéo de sensibilisation, mettons, pour l'Association de défense des droits sociaux, pour le groupement des locataires, pour Radio Basse-Ville, pour plein de monde. Mais on s'est dit, on va faire les tours de ville avec ce qu'on sait, nous autres, de tout ça.
This collective had a point of view on the reality of community group from bottom up, and it is from this knowledge that they may discover the central district.
Puis là, on s'est dit, on a-tu quelque chose à vendre? On a-tu une richesse? On a-tu, ben oui, on dit ça. On a un point de vue sur le milieu communautaire qu'on est le seul à avoir. On s'est dit, on va utiliser ça, puis on va le promouvoir comme activité d'éducation populaire.
It was for them a form of popular education.
Des animations.
As Yvon Saint-Hilaire says, there were the local troublemakers, and the municipality hated them.
Les luttes étaient vraiment très acerbes, tu sais, avec la municipalité, avec une autre municipalité nous haïssait, là.
They were touring the city to expose the abuses of Mayor Sklick, Mayor Gilles Lamontagne, and Jean Pelletier.
Ben oui, on était des fauteurs de troubles. On faisait des tours de ville pour dénoncer les abus là, de l'athlique à la montagne, puis après ça, à Pelletier, là, puis non, il n'y en a pas.
It's fascinating to think how we can become troublemakers just by doing city tours. There was also a walk to commemorate the legacy of a mayor, Jean-Paul Lallier. I was in France at that time, I couldn't attend, so I asked a friend to record it. Among all the aspects that were highlighted during this walk, there was a fight to preserve the slope of Abraham, which was led by the Comité de Sauvegarde de la Côte d'Abraham. It was a long struggle to prevent the construction of highway in the heart of downtown. This led to the creation of the Saint-Roch Park, which is now called by the mayor's name, le Parc Jean-Paul Lallier.
Écoutez, avant de parler du quartier chinois, je voulais juste dire une chose. On a passé sous les bretelles, puis on n'a pas expliqué pourquoi ces bretelles-là étaient là. Il faut savoir qu'il y avait, après la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, 20 000 personnes dans le quartier Saint-Roch. Il y en a 6 000 aujourd'hui.
If this park was indeed the achievement of the mayor at that time, there was a long struggle led by activists before. And Réjean Lemoine, the one that speaks, said that the park should be named by the architect and urban activist Marc Boutin, but at that time, in 2016, he was not dead yet.
Les citoyens doivent redévelopper, participer au développement du quartier. Puis je laisse la parole à Marc Boutin parce qu'on ne pourra pas donner le super à Marc Boutin parce qu'il est mort. Mais c'est lui, Marc, qui est le premier à dessiner le parc qui est ici aujourd'hui.
The walk is then a form of performance where the speech events are ephemeral. In this case, the discourses were recorded, which make an oral memory of the event. Despite the sound quality of the recording, we can hear the birds and especially the discourses. Over the years, I have recorded walk as such in a more or less systematic way. I was initially interested in discourse, and then I started to think about the potential of walking to produce a radio documentary series. This is how strolling writing, l'écriture flâneuse, with a recorder became a methodology. Without knowing what I was doing, I decided to record former radio producer while walking.
Les lieux de parole sont certes dans le studio, mais sont également à l'extérieur. Ça va être un peu une création radiophonique, je pense.
OK.
Sans savoir vraiment qu'est-ce que de la création radiophonique. Donc, si tu peux m'expliquer en cours de route, c'est quoi...
I then asked my interlocutor to tell me about a radio project called Draw Me In Here.
J'ai davantage de... d'information au sujet-là, dessine-moi une oreille. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Dessine-moi une oreille, si je me souviens bien, parce qu'on en a fait... Oh!
And as we walk and talk, we were surprised by the sound of the church bells.
Continue, c'est beau. J'adore ça. Dessine-moi une oreille. Alors, écoute...
We went back to the site of the former community radio studios at different addresses. It was the way I found to commemorate the 38th anniversary of Radio Basseville. Shortly after that, Sylvie Nicolas said a few words about the idea of walking.
Ben, la marche, c'est le mouvement. C'est aussi très sensuel parce que t'as
the sensuality.
Tu sens, je dirais, tout ce qui t'entoure. Hein, le vent,
the wind,
l'atmosphère, le bruit ambiant, les gens,
the life in itself while walking.
Ben, la nécessité de la vie autour, là, dans la marche.
Walking and talking in the city has fascinated me and continue to do so. The discourses during a walk, the effect of the walk on the discourses, the role of discourses on the image of a city, the imaginary of the city, I have maintained the practice of recording the sounds of walk and other forms of artistic wanderings. On the occasion of the 150th anniversary of Canadian Confederation, I was once again walking around the Upper Town with my recorder. The irreverent collective L'Orchestre de Marquès proposed an eccentric piece. It must be said that there's a love and hate relation between Quebec and Canada for centuries. This artwork presented an ironic discourse about nationalism and issues of Canadian bilingualism.
Alright, alright! C'est là qu'on va voir si les Québécois et les francophones dans l'assistance. Je partirai pro! Oh mon Dieu! On n'a pas de... Est-ce qu'on a plus de Québécois que ça dans la place? Alors on va dire un beau grand Québec avec moi!
By strolling around the artwork, the fact of walking seems to engage me more in the subject of the piece.
Ladies and gentlemen from out of town, sing Quebec with us. It's a song about Quebec. Watch out. Je partirai pro. All right. Mesdames et messieurs, le spectacle va commencer. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
If the examples of walks I have mentioned so far present rather univocal intentions, then here, in this case, the collective pretend to commemorate in irony, in mockery. It's like a fake Canadian commemoration founded by Canadian government. And last but not least, in Quebec City, there was recently a strolling show called La Montée des Eaux, The Rising Water. This artistic walk took place in Saint-Jean-Baptiste, in the neighborhood next to the Old Quebec, a neighborhood known for its resistance to demolition in the 60s and 70s, and for the high number of housing cooperatives. The show included performative intervention passing through circus and theater, and the walk was accompanied by a klezmer band.
First, you have to know that during the show, we were walking from a performance to another with the audience. And these moments in between performances, while the audience was walking, it seems to be empty. But it was actually one of the richest moments of the show. It was at these moments, while walking, that the imagination of people was going on. And then, in the head of people, the city, the neighborhood, was becoming a character in itself. Everything that people could see on the street, like small details, people waving at the windows, seems to be part of the show, even if sometimes it was not.
As Alice Gericola says,
previously I worked as a historical guide, so I knew the potential of telling a story while walking. Then, with few inspiration, I became interested by fictional walking tours. And this kind of art gives, I think, great opportunities to play on the line between what is true and what is not true, to play on different reality layers, including fictional layers.
The walks organized by artistic collectives as well as activists have a relationship with the imagination of the city. Discourses on space, and specifically those produced during a walk, quietly form our historical consciousness of the city. Such form of discourse can thus reactivate the history of space and urban struggle. By creating record, audio document of this ongoing process, the recording of a walk becomes a way of opening space. It may be possible to do good to the city, to the generation, to the memory, by organizing walks to remember, to commemorate, to imagine. By embodying the strolling writing with a recorder, the process of record making as sound work. The practice of sound work should then be informed by a social vision, a form of movement and motion, a walk, and begin with the production of documents. Record making and ultimately record keeping must be articulated with what Michel de Certeau calls the institutions of knowledge. For this French historian, making history is a practice. For me, strolling writing with a recorder is also a practice. So let's go out and walk.